Blog Talk Radio.
The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising. Say what? The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising.
What?
The Phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The Phoenix is rising. Rising, rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising. It's rising, rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising. Rising, rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising. It's rising.
Say
good evening, people. Welcome to our show tonight. Welcome to Just Talking, where this time, like last time, we're going to talk about something we call the fourth leg. It's always good to be with you here on Just Talking, where we seek the truth in love and we try to live the truth in power and in justice, and most of all, the goal is to empower each and every individual to make the decisions that will make their lives better and the lives of their children, families, and their communities, while at the same time being in order not to only make a life better for themselves, no, but for every person and every living thing on this earth. And that, my friends, is a very difficult thing to do when you're living in a capitalist society that has lost its way. I remember a long time ago, even when I was growing up, hearing stories about the 40s and 50s and the 60s, they used to say that if you had an item that they started making, it would cost a lot more when they started making the item because there were a lot fewer of them and it cost a lot more for production. But as more people started buying and buying and buying and you started making more and more profit, you could lower the prices. You could drop the cost and still make as much or more. And everybody would be able to afford it. You may have noticed a change now. Now they do the opposite. If you have an item that people really want, they raise the price instead of lowering the price so that as more and more of them are being produced and sold at a lower production cost, they're raising the price more and more so that they make even more profit. There is a certain greed that has entered into the psyche of business people, corporations, and the American public that seems to be destroying all of us. And this is the world that all of us have to live in. So the question is, how can you be a loving and kind and decent person living in a world of what is known of as greed? Greed. You see, the problem is not the economic system. The problem is not church, state, religion, finances. The problem is a type of greed that many of us have. It's as if we're living in what the Tibetan Buddhists call the land of the preta, or the hungry ghost. These ghosts with big stomachs and very small mouths and long necks, who eat and eat and eat and can never be full. By the time they eat, and by the time it gets all the way down that long neck to the stomach, it's mostly digested, and they're hungry, and they have to just eat and eat and eat because they can never fill themselves. Our system's full of people like that. Some of them cannot be full because they don't have the resources in order to acquire what they need, while those at the top with billions and billions of dollars can never acquire enough money to fulfill their egos. And so this is not only a physical problem or a political problem we're dealing with. It is a spiritual problem. And also, as the question goes, how can we deal with living in a world run by such people and be spiritual? The only answer is to find a way to get back our time. That means taking on a job or some type of work that allows us to have the freedom to be our beautiful and creative selves. There are many ways we can do this, of course. One is by getting a job that we like or some work that we like. That's part of our life, and we don't see as we're, but just as part of living. Another way is by creating cooperatives, getting friends, getting families, getting a group of like-minded people together in order to pool their funds and create some type of business or move into some type of investments where everybody can make a certain amount and people can afford to live on what they make and be creative and wonderful all the rest of the time. And lastly, to find creative ways in order to get a passive income. And this is something that the internet is offering more and more every day. The problem is, though, that some people, as I said, cannot be satisfied with winning. They have to have more and more profit. They have to have more and more gains. And we can see this in the crypto world. I must say I was involved in a crypto platform. You probably heard of it. It was called Novatech. Novatech was a great crypto platform. It ran for about 4 years. The way it worked was that you would give them a certain amount of money and they would invest it for you. You'd leave the sum you invested in, and each week you would get a 3% return that you could take out if you wanted to or just roll it back in. As time went on, what happened was that many people got jealous of the fact that they were doing this. Many of the banks saw them as a threat to their business because they couldn't get money off of people by charging them banking fees and paying them, what, 1 or 2% interest in a whole year when Novatech was paying them 3% interest a week. So the banks didn't like it. You had people with these network marketing. You heard of network marketing. Some network marketing is good. Some of it is not good. But the idea with network marketing is that you can start cheaply and you can get some type of product to sell, and you can start selling that product, and you can build a team of your own, and you can start your own little business without having to have thousands and thousands of dollars to start it or thousands of dollars a month to rent an office or those things. And this can be good if the person who starts the network marketing is not just greedy and trying to get all that they can. So one of the best things to do if you are going to be engaged in network marketing is to find a good company, to find one that really works. And I think that's one of the hardest things to do right now because there are so many advertising all over the place. One of the negative ones, one of the greedy ones, was known for sending out a lot of emails attacking this Novatech and attacking these other platforms which traded crypto because people were putting money in them instead of doing network marketing. And they did this to the extent that they got the state of California, the state of Texas, state of Wisconsin, and a few provinces in Canada to accuse this Novatech of cheating people, of using a Ponzi scheme. And they got the assets of this Novatech frozen so that they couldn't send money out to the people who had invested in it. And once that happened, they accused Novatech of not paying the people when Novatech was not paying the people because of the condition that the very people accusing them created. Why did they create such a condition? Out of greed. They would freeze the assets. They would have some type of kangaroo court, shut down the platform, take the investment money in fines and things like that. And that would be the end of it. So once again, we have greed. But there is a way to get around this greed, you see. Because there are these platforms popping up and going down all over the place every time. And if you know when to get into one, and if you know that it's temporary and you may need to get out of it, you will work at balance. What I mean at balance is this. You put in your money. When you get your initial investment back as returns, you can either take that initial investment out and keep it running, or just take it out and stop doing it. Once you take that initial investment out, everything that runs on after that, it's profit. And if you're even more intelligent, you have two or three of them going at one time, and you'll use one to feed the other. So if one goes down, there'll be another one working for you. So you'll still have your income. The only enemy to this is greed. I can tell you by experience that it is very difficult to look at one of those platforms and to see your money building more and more and know that it's going to be $60,000 or $70,000. It's very difficult to do that and to take out chunks of money that will hinder that growth and slow it down, but will make sure you have the money. You see those numbers going up. You begin to get greedy. You begin to imagine all of these things in the future. You don't want to lose a penny, so you keep rolling it back in and rolling it back in and rolling it back in. And then sometimes, due to some reason, like what happened to Novatech and several other ones, the rug gets pulled from under your feet. You end up with nothing. So the idea, my friends, is not to be greedy. It's to find the right platform through word of mouth and to not be too greedy. Learn a strategy. Learn from people who are doing it and doing it well. And you will prosper greatly. Why am I talking about this when this is supposed to be practical spirituality? Because it is spiritual to do one's life work to help make the world a better place. And it's only through spiritual principles of fairness, of justice, of honor, and lack of greed that one can build up an income through these platforms and these ways of making money, and one can actually introduce other people into them and help other people to build up an income, as long as one doesn't become greedy. Problem is, however, in our culture, it's very natural to fall into greed. So I'm going to tell you about a little platform that I'm involved with. You can find out more about it at my website. It takes work. It takes planning. And it's actually a business. It's called Clickly Pro. What Clickly Pro is an emailing service where you send out emails to everyone, giving them offers for goods and things like that. And every time someone opens your email and clicks on the link, you will get 10 cents. Only 10 cents. But you're sending out 5, 6, 7,000 emails. Sometimes you're sending out 100,000. The more you send out, the more likely you are to get these clicks. I've been in it for quite some time, and it's really building slow for me. But so far, I've made maybe $90. I'm averaging about $5 a day. And the way to improve how much you're averaging is by building up a list, getting a list bigger and bigger, and the more you send out, the more money you're going to make. You can do this several ways. One way is that you can buy extra clicks. You can buy millions and millions of emails to send out so you can get a quick return if you want to. If you're this daring type of person, after you join, you can just buy tons of them and start making your money automatically. Or you can do the slow build, doing it and doing it until you get your first paycheck. You have to be around $300 before you get the first paycheck. Then you can buy some of the other clicks and some of the other emails after that, and build up again to the next level and keep building up level by level by making a profit for a while and then buying other email lists to send to. So it is a legitimate job. It's a real job. It's working and doing everything that needs to be done in order to really make something. But it only takes about 3 to 5 minutes a day. The rest that it requires is not being greedy, being persistent, and being intelligent. These are the things you see that come from a spiritual discipline. You have to be persistent, patient, methodical, going day after day, seeing very slow processes working. You may feel that it's not going fast enough. You may become discouraged. But the idea, step by step, is to keep going, to keep working, to notice how it is prospering, to notice how it's working, to go into the Facebook group that they have, and to talk with people there, to see what they're doing, to keep networking online. Every Monday, they have these trainings where they tell you what you can do and how you can do it and what the new resources are. And every day they're expanding, creating new resources, providing them for you. But like any business, these resources cost a little bit. The idea is for you to get to a place where you're making enough profit so that you just put a little bit of money back into the business and it keeps running. And you get more and more until you begin to make a ridiculous amount of money. Some people are making thousands of dollars a week sending out emails 5 to 10 minutes a day. And you can do it from any phone. You can do it from any computer. As long as you have Wi-Fi. And the good thing about it is, you can try it, start out with it for free, and they'll give you a number of emails, they'll give you a number of this, they'll tell you how to do it, and you can start off for free. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my journey. I started out free. I was making $5 a day doing it, and there was a certain time I decided to do what is called an upgrade. It is actually joining as a full-fledged member that costed me $97. And with it came a whole lot more email lists that I could send out. So I invested that $97, and then 47 more to get even more emails, and I've been sending them out and sending them out and sending them out. And as I said, I'm up to $90 now, so that means I have made back the $47 I invested first. As time goes on, I'll make back the $97 too, and then whatever I make after that will be a profit. Not a big profit, right? But considering I'm getting $5 for 5 minutes a day, means I'm getting $1 a minute. Tell me about a job that you have where you're getting $1 every minute. There are some jobs like that. They pay $60 an hour, but there aren't many, and they aren't ones where you sit home and you look on your computer and you click the computer. And as time goes on, and as I get more people on my mailing list, there'll be a chance to make more than that for the same amount of time. They also have these lists where you can send them out. They call them referral links, I think. And if they hit those and they buy something, you get $40 or $50 from whatever they buy. So that's an opportunity to make money too. Like I said, I am in the beginning phase. I'm up to maybe $90. But it's working. It's working mainly because of the slate patience and the fact that I'm going in there each and every day just sending out emails. So you can either be slow and methodic and go forever trying to make it. You can do like I did. Get a few emails. Donate a little bit, or you can go full hog wild like some people do, and they buy 5, 6, 7 million email lists, and they just start shooting and making a fortune right away. I'm not that type of person. I don't trust anything that much, so I'm taking it step by step, slowly and surely, so that if anything happens to it, which I doubt because it's a legitimate business, I won't lose my shirt. That is one of the few things that I'm working with that I like, that works very well, and that I'd like to give people an opportunity to take a look at. Mainly because you can take a look at it for 5 or 6 days. Then it doesn't cost you anything. Doesn't cost you anything at first. you know a place really has to be confident in what they're offering if they offer it to you for free and then say that you can pay if you're making something off of it. And that is what drew me to this platform, and that's what keeps me going. So like I said, I will be letting you know how I go step by step, and perhaps you'll join me. I am involved in some other platforms too, which I'll be talking about every once in a while, but that's just what I wanted to talk about. Because from that one, once it grows, I can start putting money in some of the other ones. But you can find out about all of them at my website at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com. www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com, and you can explore it, look at it. There you can find some of my other radio podcasts, because I'm doing a couple, and you can also go to my YouTube channel where you can hear readings from various books, meditations, chants, all kinds of great news and things like that, and it's all totally free. The vision that I have, you see, is to help people on a four-legged stool of transcendence. That's what I call it. It is building the mind, the body, the spirit, and the finances. Once one does this, one is free from the negativity, free from the pain, and free from the suffering upon all of us. It's not saying that your life will be easy. It's not saying that no bad things will happen or there'll be no failures or sicknesses or anything like that. But if you have a strong mind, body, and spirit and finances, it's likely that you can weather a lot of the pain and suffering that other people get destroyed by. And more than that, you can help other people become strong. And I think this platform, if you can get people to sign under you, they give you something. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure if it's money or more emails on your list or whatever. But by helping other people, you also help yourself. When you have that free time, you can jog, you can meditate, you can begin to do arts and sciences, you can study, you can do anything that you want to. Free time is what we need. That is what's valuable. And every second we spend working at some type of place, some type of job that we don't like in order just to make a living, it's a second of our life that is gone that will never come back. Just something for all of us to think about, folks. Thanks for being with us. We'll be with you again next week. Don't forget to visit our website. There's a link down below in our description. So we look forward to seeing you. The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising. Say what? The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix. The Phoenix is rising. Say what?